Unit 71. Amelia Earhart became interested in flying while in Canada during World War I. In 1920, Amelia enjoyed the breathtaking beauty of her first airplane ride. She flew solo the next year. In 1928, she flew across the Atlantic with a pilot, Wilmer Stultz. Although Amelia reminded people that she had only kept the flight's records, her courage amazed everyone. She was named First Lady of the Air. The famous Amelia took off on a worldwide trip in 1937 to study and promote flying. As she started the most difficult part of her trip, the 2,556 miles between New Guinea and Howland Island in the Pacific, she knew weather conditions must remain perfect for her to land on Howland Island. The plane didn't make it. Searchers never found a trace of Amelia Earhart or her plane.